Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is Triple H and Baptist Church, Jim and Gregory News Network, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. It's 12 o'clock noon right now, Eastern Time, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and in all the other time zones around the world. I'm here at Starbucks Coffee on the corner of J.T. Butler and Phillips Highway here in Jacksonville, Florida. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you want to check out my YouTube broadcast, you can. Go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network. It takes you right there to my YouTube broadcast. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. I want to put in a good word for this newspaper here in Jacksonville, Victims Advocate Justice Coalition. Check out their main website at www.justicecoalition.org. www.justicecoalition.org. That's spelled J-U-S-T-I-C-E. C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N. And coming to you here, you know, the great thing about Blog Talk Radio, I schedule a show and then I broadcast either on my cell phone, but I'm having cell phone problems right now. So I'm using my Google free internet phone service. That number is area code 256-600-0859. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. So what do you think about the presidential election? Now, I'm a Trump supporter. Don't condemn me. I'm a Republican. I voted Republican, you know, and I just moved back here to Jacksonville over 6 months ago from Los Angeles. Originally, I'm from Philadelphia. And God is good. Later on this evening, God willing, I'll be going to Trinity Baptist Church for the Wednesday evening prayer service. Pastor Tom Messer is a good friend of mine. 800 Hammond Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. They're on the west side. And now I'm going to read out of scriptures out of the Holy Word of God. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know, I've been a Christian, ladies and gentlemen, since 1986. Got saved in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area where I'm from originally. And, you know, God is so good, he puts up with me. Yes, he does. And God is good, ladies and gentlemen. And a special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. Christy, if you're listening to this live broadcast, I still care about you. I still love you, and I always will. And ladies and gentlemen, keep me in your prayers. I'm going through a lot of persecution, people defaming my character, hating me without a cause, and they don't even know me for preaching the Word of God. I'll tell you a story. One time I was preaching, I was riding a city bus here in Jacksonville, and this black lady shouted out while I was teaching people the Word of God, "He's a terrorist." I'm not a terrorist. I love people. Hey, Scott, take care, brother. And I'm not a terrorist. I love people. I care about people deeply. I care about people deeply. For the wages of sin is death. This is eternal life for Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I'm having problems with my tablet computer, it's not taking a charge, so I still, you know, if something happens while I'm broadcasting on the computer here, just to let you know, I'm in the process of getting another computer, and but this computer that I've had, this tablet computer that I bought in Los Angeles, it's not taking a charge, so I'm trying to charge it up, but I'm having some problems. But anyway, I just bought, I'm having problems with my cell phone, so I bought another cell phone today at Walmart. And any day I qualify for a government phone, so I should be getting a government phone very soon in the mail. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the pastor, and I'm the I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO, president of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Once again, I want to put in a good word for Victims Advocate newspaper here in Jacksonville, Justice Coalition. Check out their website, www.justicecoalition.org. Okay? www.justicecoalition.org. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. He never fails. The Lord Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago at his earthly ministry over 2,000 years ago. And then he was crucified on the cross of Calvary for our sins. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins, which are many. God is so good. You just don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, how great God is. He gives us salvation. In the brain, food to eat, people to care about. And we must not fail. We must not fail. God never failed us. And I give God the glory. Stand by. I'm going through a lot of struggles. You keep me in your prayers, please, ladies and gentlemen. You keep me in your prayers. And in regards to the elections coming up, I pray for God's will to be done. I'd like to see Donald Trump become president, but if he doesn't, God's will be done. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, if you don't catch this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, later on, I'll put it up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. GregoryOfNews. Also, ladies and gentlemen, check out my main website for my shows and network since 1999, quakemed.freeservers.com, quakemed.freeservers.com. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, ladies and gentlemen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. If you ever want to make a contribution for this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated. God bless you. I'm trying to raise funds to go to Israel to broadcast from the Holy Land. And God, gentlemen, I'm trying to raise about $2,000 to go to Israel to broadcast from the Holy Land. If you like one of my Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network t-shirts, I'll even autograph it for you. They're only $50. And I've had this t-shirt made in Los Angeles. And but any kind of contribution, much appreciated. And I'll keep it down. And God is good. God is good. Ladies and gentlemen, God is good. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is good. God is good. I put my voice down, and God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. I'm keeping my voice down. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm talking into my computer. I'll keep it down. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not everybody wants to hear the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. Not everybody wants to hear the gospel. So I got to keep it down. I don't want to disturb some of the other customers. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to read out of Book of Psalms, chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So that the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Wise. Now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having some problems with my computer. And if you need to contact me, you can. On my Google free internet phone service, area code 256-600-0859. 256-600-0859. Dial 1 first. Or email me, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. If you reject him, you're going to end up in hell. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. And God is good. You keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. And Christy, my ex-wife, if you're listening to this live radio broadcast, I still love you. I still care about you, and I always will. And God is good, ladies and gentlemen. And check out my YouTube podcast. You can go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network. It takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. Also, check out my main website for my shows and networks since 1999, quakemed.freeservice.com, quakemed.freeservice.com. Now I'm going to read more scripture out of the New Testament. John chapter 6, After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and the great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. He said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Stand by. I'm coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Quaker News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO, president of GMN Quaker News Network Missionaries since 1999. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise to the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Amen. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. His disciples went unto the ship, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of the great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they seen Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh into the ship, and were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Amen. And they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was in the land whither they went. And some technical difficulties, please stand by. I'm reading out of John chapter 6. Verse 20, but he saith unto them, it is I, you know. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people on this side of the sea saw that there was none boat, there save that one wherein the disciples were entered, and his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. And the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples. They also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. You're listening to a live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. GMN Quagley News Network here at Starbucks Coffee on the corner of J.T. Butler and Phillips Highway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And my next live broadcast tomorrow is 2 o'clock. God willing, here on 12 o'clock tomorrow. 12 o'clock, sorry about that. 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Not 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I misspoke there for a second. I'm not perfect, but I am forgiven. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God is good, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I believe World War III has already started. I hope not, but ever since 9/11, we've had a lot of problems here in America. And so be prepared for anything. The elections, you know, I'd like to see Donald Trump become president of the United States. If he doesn't, you know, I'd like him to become president, but, you know, God's will be done. That's all I got to say. God's will be done. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God never fails. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ had his earthly ministry more than 2,000 years ago. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary for our sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary for the remission of our sins, which are many. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, over 2,000 years ago, he arose from the grave by the almighty power of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. In one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power, in great glory. And send me an email anytime if you have a prayer request or you need to contact me, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. And let me read some more scripture. Praise the Lord. When people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Amen. I'm going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to cut this half an hour broadcast a little bit short because I'm having computer problems. And you can contact me on my Google Plus free internet phone service, 256-600-0859. 256-600-0859. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you have a great day. God bless you. You put in a good word for Victims Advocate newspaper, once again, Justice Coalition's Victims Advocate newspaper. Check out the website, www.justicecoalition.org, www.justicecoalition.org. Check them out anytime. They're going to give me a free advertisement. This month's issue for my network, GNN, Gregory News Network. And gonna be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta get my computer fixed. I'm having problems with my other cell phone number. My other cell phone, so I bought another cell phone today, here at Walmart here in Jacksonville. Currently, I'm here at Starbucks Coffee here on the corner of J.T. Butler and Phillips Highway. Now, I have yet to put minutes on my other cell phone because I should be receiving a government phone in the mail any day now. And okay, well, listen, right now you can go to my YouTube broadcast. Go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. And also friend me on Facebook. Go to Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. A special shout out to my friends at Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard here in Jacksonville, Florida, Pastor Tom Messer. Also, Assistant Pastor Bruce Kelnhofer and all the rest of the staff. I'll be there tonight, God willing, for the Wednesday evening prayer service at 6:30 p.m., 800 Hammond Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida. Also, a special shout-out to my friends at Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park, California, Los Angeles area. God bless you all. And I'm going to be wrapping up. Ladies and gentlemen, keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. Much appreciated. And God is good. He's always good. He never fails. We fail. God never fails. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day of salvation. Please believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Thank you, Starbucks Coffee, for some free coffee. And I'm looking for more sponsors, money contributors to keep this my network going. Any kind of contribution, much appreciated. And God bless you. A special shout out to my friends at Fox News. I send Fox News my YouTube broadcast and some of my radio shows. So God bless you, Fox News. And thank you very much for Blog Talk Radio. They're headquartered in New York City, the media capital of the world. Also, a special shout out to my friends at the American Radio Network in Hollywood, KCLA 99.3 FM, and other stations. Also, CRN, Cable Radio Network, Digital Radio, my friends there in the Los Angeles area. And also, some stations with the Salem Communications Radio Network I've had shows with. God is blessing, ladies and gentlemen. God keeps my network going by the grace of God, by the almighty power of God. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to be wrapping up. You all have a great day. This is a half-an-hour live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. It's an online church, free preaching ministry, and home church. This is GNN, Gregory News Network. And, okay, I'll be signing off for now. Peace out. A special shout out. I pray for people in Hollywood that they'll be saved. Your money, your fame, your power will not save you. I know a lot of people in Hollywood. And I pray that you'll humble yourself, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Blog Talk Radio, 90 seconds to go of this live radio show. And God is good. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. He never fails. God never fails. Please believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Before it's too late. Okay, wrapping up. And contact me anytime. Send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. And it's a beautiful day here in Jacksonville. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Everlasting life. Take care for now. Bye-bye.